Monday morning, Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauck's filling in. Evan is back in the chair tomorrow on CJME and CKOM. We're going to get some time right now with Conservative MP Cory Tucker, who recently put forward a bill, a private member's bill, that would make it easier for doctors to prescribe psilocybin. Cory Tucker, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here, Brent.
What in the world is a Conservative MP doing presenting a bill that would, basically give doctors the ability to prescribe magic mushrooms?
Well, Brent, this is not why I got involved in politics, but as a role of a member of parliament is that you should be listening to your constituents. And I had an individual named Thomas Hartle come into my office. And Thomas, like many listeners that probably have friends or family that got the same diagnosis, it was stage 4 cancer and given months to live. Mm-hmm. And Thomas was a special individual where he sparked something with his story. So after receiving his diagnosis from his doctor, his mind went everywhere. His anxiety was off the charts. They tried a whole bunch of different antidepressants. Nothing worked. So out of desperation and some of the science that shows that for anxiety and some mental health disorders, psilocybin counseling can help. So they prescribed Thomas psilocybin counseling. And in Canada, every day you can go into your doctor and get a prescription for this counseling. But for you to receive it, you need to fill out a whole bunch of paperwork, send it off to Health Canada, and wait upwards of a year to find out if they will grant you access. And Thomas's case was positive. He received his medicine that his doctor was prescribing, and it was working. His anxiety was reduced to a point where his body could fight cancer. And for 3 years, he was able to access legal psilocybin in Canada. And his experience is that it helped with his mental health state in fighting cancer. And but unfortunately, the bureaucrats at Health Canada cut him off. And so he came to see his MP, which was myself, and I had a cursory understanding of magic mushrooms when I was younger, and yep. I didn't think much of them as medicine. But I made the commitment to see Thomas that I would look into it a little bit more. So for the last 3 years, I've been busy meeting with other patients and other people similar to Thomas that had a positive experience with having counseling on psilocybin. And it is moving when you meet some of the veterans that are suffering from PTSD or some of our first responders.
Sure.
That have, put it all on the line for Canada and our society. And when they return home, they are racked with PTSD. And it has been effective treatment in reducing the symptoms of PTSD. Also talking to researchers and historians right in our city that have been researching psilocybin for decades now. And it's a non-toxic, non-addictive medicine. So this is a lot different than, I get that maybe some of your listeners will confuse it with hard drugs or drugs that are on the street. You won't find an addict because you can't get addicted, and you won't find someone that has died from it because your body can't digest enough of it to kill you. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot different than the conversation went around other substances that the conservatives are dead set against, hard drugs that can kill you, that are addictive, that are a scourge on our streets. And we have to do everything possible to limit their exposure. But we got it wrong with psilocybin being grouped in with these other substances.
You called it psilocybin counseling.
Yes.
Explain that.
So it's not, for some of your viewers that might have some experience, this is not sitting around with a bunch of buddies around in the forest and take a bag of mushrooms. It's purposeful counseling before your session, during, and then afterwards that have been getting some breakthrough results for researchers. So humans, we put up different walls in our brains to deal with trauma, deal with mental distress, addictions, that you might be aware of it or you might not be. But when you have this medicine, it changes your consciousness for roughly 4 to 6 hours. And counselors say that they can get upwards of a decade's worth of talk therapy completed in one session. Hmm. I've met people that were addicted to fentanyl that got off fentanyl and have stayed clean with one session of psilocybin counseling. Now, I'm not a doctor, but neither are the bureaucrats in Health Canada, which are blocking physicians' recommendations. And that doesn't make sense. So I brought forward, in honor of Thomas, condition of mine, Thomas's bill. And it allows physicians to prescribe it, but it also provides a channel for Health Canada to approve the medicines on a priority review basis. So what that means is that if a proponent of a molecule would like to bring it to Canada, they would have a path that with Health Canada would have to render a decision within 180 days, yay or nay, on that molecule. So still keeping the high standards that Canadians should expect from our Food and Drug and Health Canada's regulations. But without this bill, we're going to be stuck in this position where bureaucrats will be deciding what's best for patients across Canada.
So where are we at with the bill?
Well, we just launched it, yeah. And very excited to say that it seems to be getting multi-party support. For me to even launch the bill, I needed unanimous consent, which means that anyone in Parliament, if they voiced a no, this bill wouldn't have been introduced. And very grateful on the last week of session that there was time carved out for this introduction, because we all see it. It's an epidemic of mental health and addiction in our streets. And what we're doing for the last 10 years of enabling drug use is wrong. And we're ignoring a treatment.
Corey Tucker is joining us, of course, a conservative MP, talking about his recent bill, trying to get this private member's bill passed that would make it easier for Canadian doctors to prescribe psilocybin, magic mushrooms. You were talking earlier about some of the issues that people that have tried to get this, what they go through, I guess, with Health Canada. So someone listening right now that feels they could make use of psilocybin as a way to deal with whatever it may be, mental health issues, stress, PTSD, that sort of thing, for them to get some of this right now takes what?
Well, it would take can take upwards of a year for Health Canada to render a decision. Mm-hmm. My heart goes out to my heart goes out to the families of the RCMP that shot me in Melville. I grew up close to Melville, and I think about loved ones in the area, and think about all our officers that protect us and put their lives in line. And thoughts and prayers are with their families. But
definitely
on the psilocybin aspect of access, Health Canada will render a decision roughly 3 years ago. Around 80% was being approved. Now we're down to 30%. Pistol Pete is an individual in Ontario that is dying from a pulmonary disorder that is given, once again, months to live. Waited 11 months, is hanging on. And they wrote him a 15-page rejection letter that said he wasn't dying quick enough or painful enough to access medicine.
And, oh, gosh.
And I can't think of a more of a government overreach when you hear of your federal government telling a dying patient that the medicine that their doctor is recommending that you can't receive. And that's one of the reasons for end-of-life and palliative care. It's been shown that psilocybin counseling can ease the end of life distress that individuals feel during a very sensitive part time of their lives. But on how they usually access it, there's on the legal side is Health Canada has approved producers in Canada that it's a plant, mm-hmm. That grows, and they take the extracts of that plant and put it in a capsule and then send it to clinics for use in research and for patients that have been approved for psilocybin counseling. But if you're waiting and or of the mindset that you would like to be self-medicating, which we don't recommend, there is options that are gray market to organized crime to what have you out there, that there's no reason why we've dealt with this substance in the way that we have. But there are outfits that will, over the internet or in larger cities, there's storefronts that are set up. And this encourages people to go there because of their government's rejection of allowing you to have licensed, regulated psilocybin.
We've seen what happened with marijuana in this country and how initially we had medicinal marijuana. And now, of course, you can get marijuana. It seems like on every street block, there's another marijuana store. Is this going to go down the road the same way then for psilocybin? Magic mushrooms will get to that point of retail, or still something that's dealt with by doctors and pharmacists?
We want it with physicians prescribing it. Right. As much as it's a plant that's natural, that is non-addictive and non-toxic, it is still potent. And there are some patients and demographics that should not be prescribed, and your physician would know with training on which segments should and should not be receiving this potent medicine. But the results that I've met with and the families that I've talked to that have welcomed loved ones back after a decade of being away on mental health issues, after seemingly what they're telling me is one session of psilocybin counseling has made the world to these patients. And that's what I've been working on the last 3 years. It's not a typical thing that you would think that MP would be working on. And but the more I dig into it, we got it wrong. And in this province, Weyburn, we have a long history of research in psychedelics. And actually, the term psychedelics was coined in Weyburn in the 1950s by the chief medical officer, Humphrey Osmond, in Weyburn. And we were making breakthroughs back then. And then, unfortunately, the war on drugs in the 1970s erred in including psilocybin with all these other substances that should be illegal and that we should fight as hard as we can to get it off our streets. But they erred by including psilocybin. And this bill helps with change that.
Are you confident it's going to get changed?
I believe it will. Yeah. I think the science shows that it should. Similar to the veterans that we've heard and doctors that have prescribed to former armed forces and first responders for PTSD, is probably the most compelling reason why. And other countries like Australia is advanced, where their physicians would go through training and be able to prescribe it. Germany, Switzerland, and even the States have beaten us. The States have announced that they put money where their mind's at, and they're actually the U.S. government for veterans, for the veteran indications, have paid for three large phase three trials that are going to be coming out later this year that we know it's safe and we know it's effective by the John Hopkins study. And we believe that we should make this change now. And it's still up to Health Canada to go through the rigor of which molecules are safe for Canada. And this bill would allow that to happen.
We're just about out of time, Corey, but I have a text here from Ethel who says, I listened to Corey Tucker's reason for his private members bill, but wasn't this how we arrived at the opioid crisis? She asks.
Well, opioids are powerful medicines that are addictive and truly toxic, that can kill you. And that is where we've erred with opioids. You think of the Purdue company in the States and the awful things that some of these painkillers that were sold to the people that are truly addictive and toxic. We need to follow the science and approve psilocybins so that people that are suffering from mental health and addictions have a natural option out there. Because we know there's millions of Canadians that aren't happy with the big pharma solutions, once a day antidepressant. There's a whole generation that doesn't want that for the rest of their lives. And seemingly the science does show that psilocybin, when administered by a physician with counseling, you can have breakthroughs in your mental health and addiction issues.
Conservative MP Corey Tucker, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Happy to hear it, Brett.